Ever walked on eggshells around a temperamental boss or struggled to decipher what your enigmatic manager actually wants? You're not alone. The modern workplace has become increasingly stressful, with organizations demanding better results with fewer resources. This pressure cooker environment affects managers at all levels, causing them to exhibit more pronounced behavioral patterns. Understanding these patterns isn't just about survival, it's about transforming potentially adversarial relationships into collaborative partnerships that can propel your career forward. The breakthrough comes when you realize that bosses aren't simply good or bad. They operate according to distinct patterns that, once recognized, can be anticipated and navigated. Each managerial type combines both strengths and weaknesses, with the positives often being the flip side of the negatives. A micromanager might excel at catching errors but struggle with delegation. A visionary leader might inspire teams brilliantly but need support with operational details. By understanding these patterns, you gain the power to transform frustrating relationships into productive ones. Bullies come in all forms. What unites them is consistent intimidation, incredible confidence, and selfishness. They typically lack self-control, displaying unexpected bursts of anger that make them intimidating. They hate surprises, micromanage when they should delegate, and instinctively target vulnerabilities. Consider what happened when one team member mentioned a second customer visit during a presentation. The bully's screams echoed down the hallway, leaving the employee so shaken he eventually left the company. Yet bullies possess strengths that benefit their teams. They're highly competitive and will defend their people ardently against other departments or executives. Kaleidoscopes, unlike bullies, shift personas strategically depending on situations and people. This isn't moodiness, but calculated manipulation to gain advantage. They control their emotions, intimidating only when strategically beneficial. They often occupy higher organizational positions due to their self-created power base. Their defining characteristic? Every action serves to maintain or demonstrate power, making decisions based on power calculations, like promoting a less qualified candidate who might facilitate a desired acquisition. To manage these volatile relationships, don't take their behavior personally. With bullies, find humor in the situation and avoid surprises at all costs. Become a valued information source and build alliances. Contrary to intuition, telling bullies what they want to hear is a mistake. They're pragmatists who value results. With kaleidoscopes, accept that you're being manipulated and display your power selectively when it doesn't threaten their authority. Position yourself as a valuable information source by providing edited, tailored data relevant to their power goals. Never threaten a kaleidoscope's power base or try to play them at their own game. The good boss represents a welcome relief after intimidating managers. They excel at competence, efficiency, and reliability, delivering solid results while maintaining clear work-life boundaries. They're reasonable, willing to listen despite disagreement, and remain composed during crises when others falter. While interpersonally easy, the good boss's consistency can create a different stress, particularly for ambitious employees seeking challenges. If boredom develops, create your own opportunities by proposing new projects or cross-departmental collaborations. Maximize your value by expanding their network, navigating organizational politics, demonstrating fiscal responsibility, handling conflicts they avoid, and managing risks. The star boss offers workplace excitement. Dynamic and never boring, they operate like celebrities, knowing they're special and acting accordingly. They challenge the status quo, debate superiors, and attempt the unprecedented. Working for them can be exhilarating, though stars have clear downsides: temperamental behavior, quick blame shifting, and dramatic outbursts. Stars detest anything delaying action: meetings, bureaucracy, lengthy presentations. With them, you're more sidekick than collaborator. To succeed, be a patient listener, providing their desired audience. Ask for help when needed. They love displaying expertise. focus post-mortem analyses on external factors rather than their mistakes, and respond promptly to requests. Never show disloyalty or excessive criticism. Stars interpret this as personal attack. The scientist approaches business as a laboratory for testing management theories. Often MBA-educated with consulting experience, this manager loves business books and applying theoretical frameworks to practical situations. Unlike other managers, they genuinely enjoy the workplace environment, approach leadership with relaxed confidence, and foster collegiality. Their belief in right design is almost religious. They're convinced properly constructed teams will function well regardless of personnel changes. Scientists are generally pleasant to work with, particularly if you subscribe to their theories. Their even-keeled temperament, good communication skills, and respectful treatment make them bosses most employees eagerly want to work for. However, they can become distant during difficult times, sometimes transforming into bully-like managers when projects fail. The naval manager, characterized by overwhelming egotism, is perhaps the most challenging boss type. For the naval, selfishness is the dominant trait coloring all interactions. These bosses prioritize satisfying their own needs above all else, typically exhibiting an expensive personal style favoring luxury and prestige. Despite these unflattering traits, they excel at commanding attention through sheer confidence. They operate more on instinct than methodical planning. Working for these contrasting types requires different approaches. With scientists, find balance between loyalty to them and maintaining connections with the rest of the organization. While supporting your boss's theories, form relationships with those outside their circle of true believers. With navals, communicate potential problems without making them look bad by finding a scapegoat or taking the blame yourself. Use their hungry ego to manipulate them into doing the right thing by showing how actions will make them look good to their bosses. The seventh leader represents the ideal boss that exemplifies truly great management. These rare leaders encourage learning and growth, hold people to high standards while helping them succeed, tailor their approach to individual needs, listen respectfully, and treat team members as both individuals and part of a larger unit. Two key tests identify a seventh leader: exceptional adaptability and genuine willingness to learn from their team. They vary their management style based on situations, take different approaches with different people, display positive traits from multiple management types when needed, and shift approaches to benefit the group rather than themselves. The journey toward becoming a seventh leader, or helping your boss become one, is about recognizing that great management isn't about perfection, but about continuous growth, adaptability, and genuine human connection. While no manager embodies all the ideal traits, we need these ideals both as direct reports and as managers ourselves. Remember, managing your manager isn't manipulation. It's about creating productive partnerships that benefit everyone involved. By understanding the patterns behind your boss's behavior, you transform workplace challenges into opportunities for growth, turning potentially adversarial relationships into collaborative ones that propel both your career and your organization forward.